it on this weekend. Spend on this week, but it's not here. See if you want to go. Wherever you want to go. Excellent. Good. Okay, let's see. Are we all here? Well, it's lovely to see you. I wasn't sure it was going to be amazing. You know, a lot of people have been away and ill, and I can see there's enough of us to sing. That's good. All right, we'll see you in a short while. Before we know where. Oh, that's fine. You all right? Okay, I'll try and go with that. Now, what are we looking forward to for Christmas? Presents,
oh, there we are, good. Presents as well, I guess, yeah, good, lovely. Well, do you know what I look forward to every Christmas? Actually, I hope for it more than anything else. But, you know, I've rarely ever got it in my whole life. But I hope for it every Christmas. What do you think that is? There's a clue on my jumper. What do you think it could be? What do you think I like to look forward to? Aaron, do you know? Snow. I absolutely love snow. I think I've got a little bit of a problem about it. Because, you know, even now, if I hear there might be snow, I'll get up in the middle of the night and I'll look out the window just to see if there's that blanket of beautiful white snow. But before I go, well, I had a thought, because it's not really snow produced. Who's never seen snow? Any of you younger ones never seen snow? Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. We had no snow for 2 years, have we? When I was in university, I was out, one afternoon it was, I could hear shouting outside, and I looked outside and there was loads, about 100 students, and there's about this much snow on the ground, because it doesn't snow much in Aberystwyth, and they were loving it. Do you know what it was? They were Malaysians, and they'd never seen snow. It was the first time they were my age, well, not my age now, back then, adults, they'd never seen snow. What an amazing thing, because I love it. Now then, what do we like about it then? Well, you can do lots of things with it, can't you? You can play in it. Who's seen Frozen? Yeah. Well, we're not singing Let It Go in a minute. No. Okay, you know, it's lovely, isn't it? So much you can do. There's sledge in it, snowmen in it. But you know what? You can eat it, I guess. Be careful when you eat it. Okay. Has he now? But you know the best thing about snow, I think, anyway, and what I like about it now, it's just so beautiful, isn't it? Look at this now. This is an actual picture of a snowflake. Can you see that? Look at that. It's beautiful, isn't it? Look at that. It's an actual snowflake. Really, it wasn't that size. It's been magnified a lot. And there's one guy, he loved them so much, he took pictures of them his whole life. He spent his whole life just looking at snowflakes. Look at those. See some of those? Beautiful designs, aren't they? You could design something that nice, did you? Look at that there. Beautiful, beautiful snowflakes. God's made a beautiful creation. Lovely snow. And it's just lovely, because it makes things quiet as well. And you go out in the snow, and have you ever been on snow? It's never been trodden on before. It's pure, smooth, glistening, white. Everything's quiet. You can see how much I love snow, can't you? Yeah. Well, I thought I'd give you some fun facts about snow before I come onto the talk proper. Here we are. Ready? The highest snowfall ever recorded in a year. Do you guess how much it was? It was in Washington State in the United States, and it was 31 metres. Now, that's higher than that ceiling up there, that is. That's seven cars on their heads lying on top. That's a lot of snow in one day, isn't it? During a single day, the highest snowfall ever recorded, it's also in America, 1971, 2 meters, about that high, in one day, just whoosh, straight down. Can you imagine that much snow in one day? Fabulous. How about this one? This is for the older kids. You younger ones won't get this one. Did you know, here we are, it takes, what is it? Here it is. The energy of a single snowstorm is 39 million tons of snow and can carry the equivalent of 120 atomic bombs. Wow. Isn't that amazing? Amazing. Fantastic stuff. All right. Oh, one last question, because this is one for you younger ones now. Do you know how many sides every single snowflake has?
Six.
Every single snowflake. You can count them there. See, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Every single one of these always has six. There's some very complicated maths. You'll see Gareth and James afterwards. They'll tell you why. But six sides to every single snowflake. Good. Okay, why do I want to wax snow then? What's that got to do with Christmas? Well, you know, it reminds me of the verse. Do you think it snowed when Jesus was born? What do you think? No? No, probably not. Maybe somewhere in the world, but not where Jesus was born, no. But we tend to think of that, don't we? You know, there's a verse in the Bible about snow. There's only, I think, two. And one of us is this one. It says this. It's in Psalm 51, verse 7. It says this. Wash me
and I shall be whiter than snow.
Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Psalm 51, verse 7. Whiter than snow. Snow's beautiful, isn't it? Glisteningly white, pure, no dirt. Even ugly things look beautiful when snow's on top, isn't it? Stunning. So I want to tell you a few things about this verse, because it has something to do with Christmas, you see. First of all, who's saying it? Well, it's a guy called, we've heard him mentioned. King David. Yeah, King David said it. He wrote this psalm, and he's a king. Now, who's seen the Queen before in a photograph? Our Queen. Who's seen her? Must have all seen her by now. Do you think she's dirty very often?
No.
She's got a whole army of people to make sure she's clean. And King David was the same. He had pools made just for him. He had servants who could wash him. Do you think, when he says, wash me, do you think he was dirty? What do you think? It's not going about dirt that's on the outside, is he? No. We might get dirty, but he wasn't dirty that day. No, that wasn't about getting clean washing. No, it's something else. Well done. I'll tell you that in a minute. Who is he saying wash me to, is the question. Do you know who he's speaking to there? Stand up. God. Well done. God. King David is saying to God, wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Well, we just heard King David wasn't dirty. So what's he talking about? I think you said it, Caleb. He's talking about washing his inside. That is all the wrong that he's done, all the sins that he's done. Because we've all got sin in us, haven't we? Which makes us, it makes us dirty. It's the selfishness and jealousies and envies and unkindness and pride and lies and all the other sins that are in us. And we feel them inside. Even you young ones, you can feel it inside you sometimes. And your conscience hurts you because you've done something wrong. And it's dirt that's inside us. It's called sin. It's everything we do that God doesn't want us to do. So, and King David felt it too. He said, wash me. I want this sin to go away. Now then, how do you think he got rid of that sin? What do you think God did then? Because he did wash him. But how do you think he did it? How do you think God washes away our sins? Because you know what? Some people think, actually I'll just tell you this bit because we're running out of time. Some people think God just forgets about it. Oh, all right, I forgive you and forget about it. But you know, he didn't just do that. He couldn't just do that because sin is so terrible. It has to be punished. It has to be dealt with. But he did something even more amazing than that. When he washed us, he did something amazing. And it's why it fits in with Christmas. Because he cleansed us through Jesus. And what do we remember at Christmas, really? I know we remember lots of presents, but what do we remember at Jesus most of all? About Christmas most of all? What happened at Christmas? I want all your hands up for this one. What happened at Christmas? What do we remember, really? Anyone else know? Any little ones know? Who came at Christmas? Baby? Jesus. Do you all have Jesus? I hope so. Baby just came down. Because to wash us, God didn't just forget about our sins. He came down from heaven as a little baby, as a son of God, born as a human. He lived that perfect life. He led a life that was purer, whiter than snow. Not a single sin. You could look at his life, not a single sin. But more than that, he eventually died on the cross. And coming to earth at Christmas time was the very first step in that, of that life that he'd lead, where he was going to end on the cross. And on the cross, he was going to be punished for the sins of the world, for the wrongs that we've done, for the wrongs that King David had done, for the wrongs that I've done, for the wrongs that everyone's done that who believes on him. And the wonderful thing is, if we believe that, then when God, if we believe in that, if we trust Jesus, if we say sorry for our sins and try to follow him, then he's willing to forgive us. And when he looks at us, do you think he sees sins in us then? He looks at our lives and they're whiter than snow. That beautiful, driven, clear, white snow is cleaner than that. White, not a single sin does God see in our hearts. Not a single sin, which means that we can then go to be with him in heaven where there is no sin when we die. It's the wonderful news. That's why we celebrate Christmas, because it's the start of when God came to earth to save us, to wash us from our sins. And that can be the same for all of us here if we trust in Jesus and ask him to forgive us. Excellent. So what I want you to do, I don't think we're getting snow for Christmas again, another year gone by, but if you soon see snow over winter time, you see how beautiful it is, you think your heart can be as pure and as clean as that in God's sight if you just put your trust in Jesus and ask him to forgive you. Excellent. Let's just have a short word of prayer, shall we? Hands together, let's pray. Our Lord God and loving Heavenly Father, we do thank you that this Christmas time we can remember you sending your Son, the Lord Jesus, to earth. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're willing to come. Lord, we thank you that we can have our hearts changed. They can be as white as snow if we put our trust in you. We pray that there would be no one here this morning who wouldn't do that. Lord, we ask that you glorify your name by souls saved, even this morning amongst these little ones. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, right. Now, I think we practiced some songs, so we'll have the older ones at the back here. I think you know where to stand. Joe's hopefully going to come and hold the sheets. Come on up then, guys. Little ones at the front. We're going to be singing two songs. We sang the first one a couple of years ago, so you might know it. Just wipe stuff out of the way there. Just give Sarah time to drop Jen off. She's gone. That's good. Now then. Let's get some order here. That's it. You know where to stand. Caleb in the back there. That's it. That's up. Come up here in the front. There's two songs. The first one's going to be sung by us all, although just remember the oldest ones, first, last, yeah. Middle ones, just you guys, yeah? Okay? And remember? Yeah, second and fourth, the order, yeah. Everyone first and last, or middle ones, just you guys. Look at Joe, and nice and loud, okay? Look at Joe to when to start. Singing. Okay, good. Now, just remember, guys, before you leave the service, we're going to be handing out the books then at the very end for those who've been in Sunday school, all right? So stick around at the end.
sang very well. And it's lovely to see you all here. We're going to pray now, so let's turn to God in prayer. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you that the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, is a reason to rejoice and to be glad. For you have done wonderful things for us and for your world in him. And we thank you for the joy that comes through in the singing of the hymns we've sung and of the songs that the children have sung for us. We thank you that in the Lord Jesus Christ you have become Emmanuel, God with us. And Father, we pray that we might know that this morning, and that we might know it each day of our lives and over this Christmas time, that every day we might realize just how wonderful your love in Jesus is for us. We are conscious, Father, that those who are in need at this time, those who are going through difficult times, we pray for those in our own fellowship who are unwell, those who are sick at home, those, O Lord, who are in old age and infirmity, and also those who are in sadness of heart. And we especially remember Ian and Rosemary and the family, and ask you to be with them in the loss of Ian's mum. And we pray that you'll comfort them and that you will bless them. And that as they remember many good things and happy things that have happened, that they might also rejoice in the hope that you've given them through the Lord Jesus Christ, that though we die, yet shall we live, and that whoever lives and believes in him shall never die. And Lord, we've heard of great sadnesses around the world in these past days. And Father, we pray for those in connected with the school in Peshawar, and for the terrible tragedy and the death that took place there so suddenly and so violently. And Lord, we pray for those who have lost loved ones in that terrible event. And we pray, Father, for those who've been injured and perhaps are still in hospital following it. And we ask, O Lord, that you will comfort them. And we pray for Christians in that situation and pray that they may be able to tell people of the Lord Jesus, and that those who are in sadness might find comfort in him. We thank you that he is the Prince of Peace. And we thank you that he brings peace in our hearts and peace between peoples. And Lord, we pray for other troubled parts of the world, for Iraq and for Syria. And we ask you, Father, to again watch over your people in those places and bring a lasting peace to those needy lands. And we think of West Africa and the troubles with Ebola and the many families who have lost loved ones, for those who are caring for them. And Lord, again we pray that in their sadness that you will draw near, and we pray that that terrible disease might come to an end in those countries, and people might be able to return to their daily lives. Lord, we long that you might bless us and this world, your world. And we thank you that one day the Lord Jesus Christ will come again in glory and in power. And we thank you that then the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. So please hear us now and continue with us and speak to us through your word, because we ask these things through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, now let's sing together our third hymn. It's number 226. 226. Who is he in yonder stall, at whose feet the shepherds fall? 'Tis the Lord, a wondrous story. 'Tis the Lord, the King of glory. Hymn 226.